We've seen this before, Lee. I'll never forget InfoWars forcing the FBI to change its timeline around the Vegas shooting. In other words, it had been lying.
Yeah, yeah.
And for whatever reason, still want to know, the FBI had been lying and about the timeline of the Vegas shooting to cover up what we'll never know. But Alex Jones and InfoWars forced them to change their timeline. Mm-hmm. It was really a feat of journalism.
Yeah.
At the time, and I credit him, he's gotten a lot of stuff wrong, but he gets a lot of stuff right too. That was incredible. Well, this weekend, the New York Times proved that they can do almost as good reporting as Alex Jones of InfoWars.
All it takes is a little effort.
Just a little, just a smidge of effort. But they still had a lie about what they did. They said it changes the timeline, their report. From the first time that law enforcement spotted crooks, specifically the snipers at the AGR building spotted crooks. The FBI last week had it at an hour. No, it's an hour and 40 minutes. See what a good reporter can do? Mm-hmm. Force the FBI to change its timeline as laid out before Congress under oath last week. Are they really this confused? Are they just lying again? Hard to say they're the FBI. I mean, really, it's truly hard to say. They've done this before. They have lied about the timeline of shootings. So much so that people who don't have classified security clearances but do have good reporting skills are able to go in and bust it up. That happened over the weekend. And yet in the New York Times article, it says this changes the timeline, but they don't say whose timeline. It's the FBI's.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal right there, okay? That right off the top, like, wow. How does the FBI, how is the New York Times able to come in and change the FBI's timeline? What's interesting is what they changed it with were whistleblower reports submitted to Senator Chuck Grassley. Okay, I'm confused here. Why are there whistleblowers? Whistleblowers are usually like, hey, we're operating in a classified setting here. We need to use the whistleblower statute. Lee, come forward, blow the whistle on what's going on in the government.
Yeah.
Why is this secret? Why can't people just come forward using their own names? Why do they have to go to Senator Hawley and Senator Grassley who've said, hey, listen, I'm calling for whistleblowers. Please, you know, we'll keep your identity secret. Why does their identity need to be secret? There's one shooter and he's dead. There's no criminal case.
Yeah. Plus, this is an event that took place with the world watching.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Yeah, with the world watching, I don't understand whistleblower. Whistleblower how? Why do you have to be secret? What are you afraid of? The next question I got for the whistleblower, why are you a whistleblower? The FBI tell you to shut up? Somebody tell you you can't talk about this? Who was that? Yeah. Tell us. What was the statute? Because as Chris Swecker said, there's no statute cited. The DOJ, the FBI, none of them have said, hey, we need this to remain secret or classified because this investigation, that there is no reason there should be whistleblowers here.
Unless the FBI is trying to cover something up.
Yes.
There's literally no other conclusion you can come to.
So we now have two different sets. For the first one, they went on ABC News, as you said, this weekend. This was SWAT, the local SWAT team. Turns out they had spotted him and taken pictures and tried to inform the Secret Service. Okay. Then we find out the snipers in the AGR glass building not only spotted him. This is creepy. They had parked their cars, the snipers had, together, like sort of far off. Somehow Thomas Crooks knew where the snipers' cars were and parked next to them. Weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the snipers, who was getting off early, he left at 4:19. Trump wouldn't speak till almost 2 hours later. His shift was over. He texted them to let them go. Let them know, guys, I am out. Oh, by the way, there's this weird young man with long stringy hair. This is from the text, sitting on a picnic table. And he says he knows you guys are up there on top of the glass building. And he said that the kid with the stringy hair, he said the person would have seen him come out with his rifle, you know, to his car where he had parked next to the snipers. And the same snipers saw him using the rangefinder, which you use to set up shots, looking at where Trump would speak. And they're just texting the pictures back and forth. So you got the SWAT team. You got them. They see him too. Everybody's like, yeah, well, we tried to inform the Secret Service. What we need to know is, What does that mean? Okay, none of these articles explain it. Did you text them? Was there a person with a name, John Smith, at the Secret Service? Did he get your text? Did he respond to your text? That has been missing with all of these accounts, Lee.
Yeah, because they're trying to cover up who it is that's responsible for this lapse of security.
All these people keep saying, we let them know, yeah. We told them, well, who? You let who know? How'd you let them know? Did you send a text? Is there a record of it? Did you call them up? Who? Did you call their cell phone number? What cell phone number? And why is all of this secret?
Yeah.
No reason for it to be secret. It's not classified.
I mean, these people were the local law enforcement were using their personal cell phones devices to text each other and the Secret Service about what was going on.
Okay. There were reports, and then it's this, there were reports that Secret Service snipers had their sights on Crooks for 2 minutes before he opened fire. But this timeline changes the narrative again. Local SWAT teams told ABC News they had photos and details about Crooks relaying the information that apparently never got the attention required. Okay. Now, listen to this. Local law enforcement, in other words, the traffic cops, there were 8 of them. They saw him, too, using the rangefinder. Quote, Mr. Crooks did something that alarmed police. This is from the local coverage, okay, not the New York Times. They saw him using the rangefinder. A Beaver County counter sniper shared 2 photos of Mr. Crooks with his colleagues at 5:38 p.m., which were then relayed to the Secret Service through a series of steps in the command center. I don't understand that. One of the 2 remaining counter snipers ran out of the building, attempting to keep eyes on Crooks until other law enforcement arrived. But Mr. Crooks ran off, taking a backpack with him. 4 Butler County Township police officers who'd been directing traffic joined the manhunt. So wait, they're running around looking for Crooks. They know something's wrong. So you've got the traffic cops are joining the manhunt. The SWAT team seen him, photographed him, and warned the command center somehow. We don't know the exact conduit for that warning. We know the snipers saw him, photographed him, saw that he'd parked by their cars, and even warned each other, hey, yeah, he knows you're up there on the roof. He's sitting there. He's got the rangefinder. Yeah, that guy, the one with the hair. So every single kind of local law enforcement sees him, and some of them are even so concerned, Lee, they've left their posts and they're running after him. Where was the Secret Service? Here's another question. Was it Secret Service? Because we know there were at least 3 Secret Service physically there, that the post sitters they're called, where Jill got 12, remember, but Trump got 3. Jill Biden's event was much smaller. So we know there were 3 and that she got 12. But we also know that Secret Service, the regular Secret Service, his team, Trump's team, were told to take the day off because they'd been working 7 days straight. We know that they, some to all of them, we don't know, were replaced by inexperienced Homeland Security investigation folks who have no Secret Service training. They weren't familiar with the protocols. So were they contacting Secret Service? Who were they contacting with this information? What was the person's name? What was their title? Who was running this? We still don't know that.
Nope. And then you're not going to find out.
What was astonishing last, or at least not till after the election, when, you know, I have a feeling this is going to shock the conscience of America. That's why they're covering it up. I think, because they were saying this morning on Fox News, oh, we won't have the final report till after the election. I'm like, yeah, real convenient, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that what? Nobody is fired who was responsible for this starting to look like deliberate assassination attempt. And when I say deliberate, I mean it's looking mighty deliberate that they unsecured and insecured this rally to give him a shot at Trump. Because it's just hard to explain in any other way.
Considering that local law enforcement, which we have the documented evidence now, local law enforcement had put eyes on the shooter more than 90 minutes beforehand. More than 90 minutes. And there was definitely a security concern about this individual. And it is just unfathomable to me how that the Secret Service did not delay the appearance of the president, former president, for this event for a few minutes until this person was located and detained. And if that had been the case, there would not be 2 people dead, one of them being the shooter, the other being the firefighter, and then these other 2 gentlemen injured, and of course the president injured as well. None of this would have happened. This was completely, absolutely, 100% completely avoidable.
And when you see, I mean, to me, it's interesting that even traffic cops who are directing traffic, they don't have the Secret Service training, right? They don't know the details of perimeter in terms of how the Secret Service operates when they're taking care of Trump, right? And yet they can tell something is wrong. They're so alarmed, they leave their post to go after this guy.
Right.
And Trump is allowed to speak. That's why they won't. That is why they won't tell us who was running this thing. Because the next question is, okay, we're hauling you before Congress. We're going to issue you a subpoena. If you don't know their name, Congress can't subpoena them because they don't want us to hear this. Because who did it, Lee? Who did this ultimately? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's regime did this. That's where the buck stops. You could say all day long, I didn't know, whatever, doesn't matter. It stops with you. It would stop with Trump if Trump was the president and Biden was almost assassinated, as it should.
Well, and what they will continue to say is, well, the Secret Service director has resigned. And of course, the FBI director has testified before Congress. That'll be their defense. So this is being taken care of. The investigation is underway. That's what they'll tell you.
All of these people, four separate sets of law enforcement now, are saying we saw him, we photographed him, we warned the Secret Service. Warned who? And again, when the head of the Secret Service testified, she was asked, will you give us their names? Who was in charge? No.
Yeah.
Will you do it in a classified setting? No. Will you give us their titles? No. And she doesn't even say why, Lee. She just says no. No, you can't have it. To Congress. And again, if you had the names or even the titles, they could issue them subpoenas and drag them in, find out what happened, put them under oath. And that's what they're trying to prevent. And the question is, well, last week, Kamala Harris beat up Republicans, supposedly, for wanting to ban books. She didn't say what books Republicans wanted to ban, because then she'd have to explain it's the pornographic ones that Democrats are trying to put into school libraries so that children as young as kindergartners can read profane things. She didn't mention that part. But she was pretty heated about the idea of banning any kind of books or information, really.
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we want to ban assault weapons and they want to ban books. Can you imagine?
Huh. Which is super funny, since guess what got banned on Amazon? A book about Kamala Harris. It's so weird. Yeah, it builds the case that she draws her views heavily from Marxism and Leninism and might be a sociopath. It was called, it's been for sale since 2020, no problem on Amazon, Kamala Harris and the Future of America. Written by a guy by the name of Caleb Maupin. It was a good book, too. 4.5 out of 5 stars on Goodreads. And you used to be able to go to Goodreads and click through and get the, oh, look, it's gone. He didn't pull it down. He says his book is censored and he's now selling the PDF off a website. What was she saying again about censoring? What was she?
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we want to ban assault weapons and they want to ban books.
Huh. Well, what if what
can
you wrote,
imagine?
Can you imagine? What if what you wrote was like not actually a book though? What if you had been administering the GovTrack site, which has been up and running for more than a decade, the GovTrack site that tracks the voting record of Republicans, Democrats, all, you know, all senators and Republicans, and rates them according to their leftward or rightward trend. What if you put out a website like that? And what if your website in 2019 found that Kamala Harris had the most liberal voting record in the entire Senate, to the left of Bernie Sanders? What if you put that up? Would that be banned? Oh, looks like that was banned. Yeah, they took it down. When Breitbart contacted the editor and said, hey, why'd you take that down for Kamala, but like not anyone else for any other year? And he said, well, it might be misleading. Well, why was it misleading? Well, it only reflected a year of her voting. Oh, okay. So she only voted to the left of Bernie Sanders for just 1 year. Do I have that right? Yeah, and we had to take that down after leaving it up for years. Uh-huh. What was Cuomo saying about banning things again?
Including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. So we...
Yeah, so anyway, that website is, it's gone now. That page on that website, she can no longer read that she was the most liberal senator in 2019, according to her vote record in the Senate. Because these are dangerous ideas. Well, why? Well, because they're true. What about the idea of Kamala Harris as the border czar? What about that? Documented last week, every single major media outlet out there, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, all referred to her on more than one occasion as the border czar. CNN, too. But now they want you to know that she was not the border czar. How can we possibly figure that out? This is incredible. Economist Peter St. Onge had a way. He put in Kamala Harris and border czar. Do you know what he got on Google? They haven't fixed this yet. They need to tune this one up. 31,800 references to Kamala Harris as the border czar. Weird. Yeah, in every kind of publication too. Right wing, left wing. Didn't matter. Everybody from the New York Times to ABC News to National Review. It's weird. Everybody, 31,000 different articles, news reports, and references to her as the border czar. But we're being told she was never the border czar. Stalin would be proud. Yeah, all they got to do, I guess they're going to go through like Stalin, just what, erase her in all of those interviews about the job she was doing as border czar. So she's like nobody sitting in the chair. The correspondents just talking to themselves. Is that what we're going to do? Or it's just wild. And folks, watching the assassination of Donald J. Trump get erased over the weekend from Google. No, they didn't completely erase it. They just fixed the search terms. So you have to put in assassination and Trump. Otherwise, you get assassination Truman, assassination Lincoln, but there's no Trump. It's like it didn't happen. Folks, at this point, we are lucky to have any history at all. But still, folks, do you know what else got canceled over the weekend? While we're on the subject of book banning, since Kamala brought it up, her book? No. J.D. Vance's. The first company has refused to print more copies due to his politically incorrect way of thinking. That's right. Ulstein, it's called Ulstein. It is a German publishing house that previously published his book, but will not do it anymore because he has wrong think. Wait for it. I can tell you, if the Democrats have gotten Amazon to censor the book about her Marxist views and how she's probably a sociopath, I don't know how good the writing is. I didn't read the book. It's highly rated. You better bet they're going to come for the J.D. Vance book here in America, not just in Germany. Ironic, though, that it was Germany to ban it first. That's really fitting. That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, we'll be right back. Folks, major win this weekend. A lot of folks focusing on just the blasphemy, the horror of the Last Supper of Christ being turned into the blasphemy that it was, complete with man's testicles hanging out. If you look at the photo, on the left, there's a guy in black, and for a lot of that part of it, his naked testicles are hanging out the side. He has hoisted his leg up so as to make that possible. There's a flashing incident. So this was blasphemy of the highest level. Now, the media is gaslighting this morning. The good news, by the way, is there's still enough outrage in the world to produce shame on the part of these evil people. The Olympic Committee took it down. It first disappeared, the opening ceremony, completely, the video of it on their official YouTube account. Then they apologized for it and started lying. Oh, no, we were trying to honor Greek gods. Gosh, that looks just like Da Vinci's Last Supper. Weird. Where might the media, which initially reported, if you remember, that it was based on Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of Jesus and his disciples consuming the Last Supper, where might that idea have come from? That it was the Last Supper. Oh, it's just confused Christians looking to be offended. Oh, from the producers of Paris 2024. Huh. From Yahoo News, a liberal news source. Others, including a statement from Paris 2024 producers obtained by The Wrap on Sunday, said that it was in fact inspired by Da Vinci's famous painting, a skewing of the religious imagery that had been slammed by the Christian right as a mockery of Jesus Christ. Quote, so this is from Paris 2024, which is the Olympic Committee. For the festivities segment, the producers wrote, Thomas Jolly, he's the producer of the whole mess, took inspiration from Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting to create the setting, producers said in the statement. So this is from Yahoo News. Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect toward any religious group or belief. Jolly is not the first artist to make a reference to what is a world famous work of art, from Andy Warhol to The Simpsons. Many have done it before him, unquote, from the producers. So first they put that statement up. It's no big deal that we mock Christ with this and the scrotum hanging out. It's just, you know, it's not a big deal. Oh, by the way, the scrotum, like two spots over from a child, but that's how the left rolls. Anyway, yeah, no big deal. I mean, lots of people have mocked the Last Supper and Jesus before. We just, you know, he thought it'd be cool. All right. No, actually, no, we were mocking Greek gods. It's they're all confused, was the second statement. So the media went with that one, ignored the first one, and now they're papering over it. Folks, the fact they have to lie about this and censor this, the fact that it was meant to mock God and Christians, absolutely, you did not see it wrong, shows how big a loss they took. This was a massive loss for the left. This was the left in America going, the left in the world going, oh man, this is hurting us. You got to cover that up. You got to make that go away. And what does that tell you? The absolute level of the backlash, and that it's out there is so good. This was a total loss for them. So much so that they had to issue a second statement lying about their first statement. Oh, us? No, that might have looked like blasphemy, but now it's no blasphemy there. We might have said 2 hours ago it was blasphemy, but that was then. This is now. We're in big trouble. Why? Because this is going to get people to do what I've never done. I love the Olympics. If you've listened to me for a while, you know I always have all the Olympic stories. I'm not covering it this time. I'm not looking at it. I'm not covering it. I can't. I don't know what they're going to hit me with. And folks, you know what got missed in the outrage? And I opened the show with this. You can't watch the Olympics anymore with your kids. I used to watch it with my parents. You can't. Did you see the bisexual threesome in the beginning? Kissing each other, two men and a woman. Making out. And then they go behind closed doors with the clear implication of their finishing whatever they started. Bisexual threesome. Which relates to sports how? Nobody says. I don't know. Texter writes, good morning at my church, Iron City. By church in Blacksburg, South Carolina, acknowledge the mockery. You know, I was saying this morning, if you went to church and your minister, your, you know, whoever is up there did not acknowledge this, did not lay out that it was blasphemy, did not condemn it, you need to find a new church. Because this should have shown you we are under attack. We don't hate them, but they hate us. They despise us. They are coming for us. Texter writes, Tara, someone is saying there is a naked Smurf with an erection on the table too. Yeah, that was clearly implicated by it. It wasn't an actual, but it was, that was the implication. If you look at the thing he's holding, you have to look at it. Texter writes, and yet Christians will still support the pagan Olympics by watching despite the blasphemy. Now the texter writes, not watching the Olympics. I'm not watching it this year. I guess that's not good for me. I'm supposed to have current events or something. I don't know. I'm not doing it. I'm not turning it on. I don't know what they're going to hit me with. I'm done. And like I said, if you've listened to me past years, you know I love all those stories. I love triumph. I love overcoming odds and obstacles and setting records. I think all that stuff is so inspirational and amazing. I'm done with it. I'm not watching it. And I hate that for the athletes. But look, you know what this is? This is the left taking over something else. They came for the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the NFL. Now they've got the Olympics. Yeah. By the way, LeBron James would not even stand for the national anthem. So there you go. Texter writes, Tira, listeners never underestimate the power of Kamala Harris and the people controlling her. They put a man in office who stayed in the basement and could not even campaign. They can win with a rock. Really well put. And I, look, this is what I'm most afraid of. I think a lot of people saw the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, how popular he was after that. And I think it really scares me that people on our side think we're going to win. And I'm afraid that people will stay home figuring, well, you know, he's going to win in a landslide. I don't have to. Yeah, you need, not only do you need to go out. Folks, you know what Paris this weekend was? This is why the left quickly censored this. Because this election hasn't happened yet. And this was a good snoot full of what the left is. Paris this weekend is exactly what they will turn America into if the Democrats win. Debauchery, blasphemy, blasphemy and debauchery involving children as adults. The lights go out at the end. Illegal immigrant migrants riot before it starts. All of that. You got it. Folks, look at this weekend. It started with what? Burnings, beatings, some stabbings, and riots by French migrants, many of whom are illegal immigrants. So that was the start. Then we moved on to the blasphemy, the pedophilia, and the perversion, complete with scrotum hanging out. The bisexual threesome, two men and a woman. We moved on to that. And then at the end, the lights go out, which is exactly what the Democrats intend for our country. It couldn't be a better encapsulation of their whole plan. By the way, speaking of the lights going out, did you see Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, taking advantage of the coup chaos that the Democrats have fomented to announce the actual cost? We've never gotten it before from the Biden administration. She's a Biden administration official. Listen to this. For just $3 trillion a year, we can kind of transition to a low carbon economy.
The transition to a lower carbon global economy is also the single greatest opportunity of the 21st century. The transition will require no less than $3 trillion in new capital from many sources each year between now and 2050.
That's $76 trillion? $76 trillion to transition to a low carbon economy. This is very helpful. This is why she did this in Brazil, right? She wouldn't dare do this in America. She did this in Brazil while giving a speech, and she waits to the maximum capacity chaos weekend, so hopefully no one will notice. $76 trillion. How much is that, really? Nah, three times the U.S. economy. Three times the size of the U.S. economy. But don't worry, some capital will be found from where she notably doesn't say, you know why? It's you. What she's describing is absolute economic wreckage and complete and total destruction, which is why she had to do it from Brazil, because she's still, it's bad. All right, we'll be right back. Folks, do you remember about, oh, it's a little over a week now, the liberal pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian rioters, the new hot thing, the hit thing to do is to go to D.C. and then whichever police you're clashing with, sometimes it's the Capitol Police, other times it's the Park Police, just depending on, you know, when you go and where you go to protest. And, you know, you beat them because they deserve it. You shove them if they arrest your compatriots. Why? You just shove, kick, punch, chase them down and get your compatriots released. And then what? Well, nobody pays attention to what happens next. Well, then the charges are dropped. The charges are dropped. Wait a minute. Isn't that exactly what the January 6ers are accused of? You know the ones. The ones doing somewhere between 12, 15, 17 years in prison. The grandmas who took a selfie after the Capitol Police held the doors open for them so they could enter the Capitol and entrap themselves. They took a selfie, never hurt anyone, did any damage or assaulted anybody, and they're getting 2 and 3 years dragged out of their homes with CNN in their driveway filming the whole thing. You mean those people? The Palestinian LGBT Left Wing Alliance? that now is beating up cops. Those people don't get it. No. Headline. Charges have been dropped against at least four people who were arrested for assaulting police officers during yesterday's riot, according to DC law enforcement sources. So what are we seeing? What I've warned you about. Folks, major win this weekend. A lot of folks focusing on just the blasphemy, the horror of the Last Supper of Christ being turned into the blasphemy that it was, complete with man's testicles hanging out. If you look at the photo, on the left, there's a guy in black, and for a lot of that part of it, his naked testicles are hanging out the side. He has hoisted his leg up so as to make that possible. There's a flashing incident. So this was blasphemy of the highest level. Now, the media is gaslighting this morning. The good news, by the way, is there's still enough outrage in the world to produce shame on the part of these evil people. The Olympic Committee took it down. It first disappeared the opening ceremony completely, the video of it on their official YouTube account. Then they apologized for it and started lying. Oh, no, no, we were trying to honor Greek gods. Gosh, that looks just like Da Vinci's Last Supper. Weird. Where might the media, which initially reported, if you remember, that it was based on Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of Jesus and his disciples consuming the Last Supper, where might that idea have come from? That it was the Last Supper. Oh, it's just confused Christians looking to be offended. Oh, from the producers of Paris 2024? Huh. From Yahoo News, a liberal news source. Others, including a statement from Paris 2024 producers obtained by The Wrap on Sunday, said that it was in fact inspired by Da Vinci's famous painting, a skewing of the religious imagery that had been slammed by the Christian right as a mockery of Jesus Christ. Quote, so this is from Paris 2024, which is the Olympic Committee. For the festivities segment, the producers wrote, Thomas Jolly, he's the producer of the whole mess, took inspiration from Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting to create the setting, producers said in the statement. So this is from Yahoo News. Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect toward any religious group or belief. Jolly is not the first artist to make a reference to what is a world famous work of art, from Andy Warhol to The Simpsons. Many have done it before him, unquote, from the producers. So first they put that statement up. It's no big deal that we mock Christ with this and the scrotum hanging out. It's just, you know, it's not a big deal. Oh, by the way, the scrotum like two spots over from a child, but that's how the left rolls. Anyway, yeah, no big deal. I mean, lots of people have mocked the Last Supper and Jesus before. We just, you know, he thought it'd be cool. All right. No, actually, no, we were mocking Greek gods. It's they're all confused, was the second statement. So the media went with that one, ignored the first one, and now they're papering over it. Folks, the fact they have to lie about this and censor this, the fact that it was meant to mock God and Christians, absolutely, you did not see it wrong, shows how big a loss they took. This was a massive loss for the left. This was the left in America going, the left in the world going, oh man, this is hurting us. You got to cover that up. You got to make that go away. And what does that tell you? The absolute level of the backlash, and that it's out there, is so good. This was a total loss for them. So much so that they had to issue a second statement lying about their first statement. Oh, us? No, that might have looked like blasphemy, but no, it's no blasphemy there. We might have said 2 hours ago it was blasphemy, but that was then. This is now. We're in big trouble. Why? Because this is going to get people to do what I've never done. I love the Olympics. If you've listened to me for a while, you know I always have all the Olympic stories. I'm not covering it this time. I'm not looking at it. I'm not covering it. I can't. I don't know what they're going to hit me with. And folks, you know what got missed in the outrage? And I opened the show with this. You can't watch the Olympics anymore with your kids. I used to watch it with my parents. You can't. Did you see the bisexual threesome in the beginning? Kissing each other, two men and a woman. Making out, and then they go behind closed doors with the clear implication of their finishing whatever they started. Bisexual threesome. Which relates to sports how? Nobody says. I don't know. Texter writes, good morning at my church, Iron City. By church in Blacksburg, South Carolina, acknowledge the mockery. You know, I was saying this morning, if you went to church and your minister, your, you know, whoever is up there did not acknowledge this, did not lay out that it was blasphemy, did not condemn it, you need to find a new church. Because this should have shown you we are under attack. We don't hate them, but they hate us. They despise us. They are coming for us. Texter writes, Tara, someone is saying there is a naked Smurf with an erection on the table, too. Yeah, that was clearly implicated by it. It wasn't an actual, but it was, that was the implication. If you look at the thing he's holding, you have to look at it. Texter writes, and yet Christians will still support the pagan Olympics by watching despite the blasphemy. Now, the texter writes, not watching the Olympics. I'm not watching it this year. I guess that's not good for me. I'm supposed to have current events or something. I don't know. I'm not doing it. I'm not turning it on. I don't know what they're going to hit me with. I'm done. And like I said, if you've listened to me past years, you know I love all those stories. I love triumph. I love overcoming odds and obstacles and setting records. I think all that stuff is so inspirational and amazing. I'm done with it. I'm not watching it. And I hate that for the athletes, but look, you know what this is? This is the left taking over something else. They came for the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the NFL. Now they've got the Olympics. Yeah. By the way, LeBron James would not even stand for the national anthem, so there you go. Texter writes, Tara, listeners, never underestimate the power of Kamala Harris and the people controlling her. They put a man in office who stayed in the basement and could not even campaign. They can win with a rock. Really well put. And I, look, this is what I'm most afraid of. I think a lot of people saw the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, how popular he was after that. And I think it really scares me that people on our side think we're going to win. And I'm afraid that people will stay home figuring, well, you know, he's going to win in a landslide. I don't have to. Yeah, you need, not only do you need to go out, folks, you know what Paris this weekend was? This is why the left quickly censored this. Because this election hasn't happened yet. And this was a good snoot full of what the left is. Paris this weekend is exactly what they will turn America into if the Democrats win. Debauchery, blasphemy, blasphemy and debauchery involving children as adults. The lights go out at the end. Illegal immigrant migrants riot before it starts. All of that. You got it. Folks, look at this weekend. It started with what? Burnings, beatings, some stabbings, and riots by French migrants, many of whom are illegal immigrants. So that was the start. Then we moved on to the blasphemy, the pedophilia, and the perversion, complete with scrotum hanging out. The bisexual threesome, two men and a woman. We moved on to that. And then at the end, the lights go out, which is exactly what the Democrats intend for our country. It couldn't be a better encapsulation of their whole plan. By the way, speaking of the lights going out, did you see Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, taking advantage of the coup chaos that the Democrats have fomented to announce the actual cost? We've never gotten it before from the Biden administration. She's a Biden administration official. Listen to this. For just $3 trillion a year, we can kind of transition to a low carbon economy.
The transition to a lower carbon global economy is also the single greatest opportunity of the 21st century. The transition will require no less than $3 trillion in new capital from many sources each year between now and 2050.
That's $76 trillion? $76 trillion to transition to a low carbon economy. This is very helpful. This is why she did this in Brazil, right? She wouldn't dare do this in America. She did this in Brazil while giving a speech, and she waits to the maximum capacity chaos weekend, so hopefully no one will notice. $76 trillion. How much is that, really? Nah, three times the U.S. economy. Three times the size of the U.S. economy. But don't worry, some capital will be found. from where she notably doesn't say, you know why? It's you. What she's describing is absolute economic wreckage and complete and total destruction, which is why she had to do it from Brazil, because she's still, it's bad. All right, we'll be right back. Folks, do you remember about, oh, it's a little over a week now, the liberal pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian rioters, the new hot thing, the hit thing to do is to go to D.C. and then whichever police you're clashing with, sometimes the Capitol Police, other times it's the Park Police, just depending on, you know, when you go and where you go to protest. And, you know, you beat them because they deserve it. You shove them if they arrest your compatriots. Why? You just shove, kick, punch, chase them down and get your compatriots released. And then what? Well, nobody pays attention to what happens next. Well, then the charges are dropped. The charges are dropped. Wait a minute. Isn't that exactly what the January 6ers are accused of? You know the ones. The ones doing somewhere between 12, 15, 17 years in prison. The grandmas who took a selfie after the Capitol Police held the doors open for them so they could enter the Capitol and entrap themselves. They took a selfie, never hurt anyone, did any damage or assaulted anybody, and they're getting 2 and 3 years dragged out of their homes with CNN in their driveway filming the whole thing. You mean those people? The Palestinian LGBT left-wing alliance that now is beating up cops. Those people don't get it? No. Headline. Charges have been dropped against at least 4 people who were arrested for assaulting police officers during yesterday's riot, according to DC law enforcement sources. So what are we seeing? What I've warned you about for a very long time. What will happen? This is what you're starting to see. You saw this in Columbia, the Columbia University. They did what? They smashed their way in to a building. That's breaking and entering, felony breaking and entering for us. So if we did that as part of a political protest, you're talking years in prison, right? Smashed their way in, kidnapped the maintenance guy. And yes, he used the word kidnapped. They wouldn't let him go. They eventually did. And took over the building. Charges dropped by Alvin Bragg. When we do it, if we even take a selfie, because the Capitol Police officer is generally held up in the door and waved us in the videos, they're saying, come in, come on in. Yeah, come on in. No, you can enter. It's okay. If we do that, we do years in prison. When they assault police because they're mad that we don't all think Hamas is fabulous and genocide's really cool, like October 7th, charges dropped. Where does this end? We're going to have shock troops in the streets funded by Iran. We found out Iran is funding these last week. We found out, so Joe Biden gives $10 billion to Iran, and now all of a sudden Iran is pumping money into Democrat protests on the ground. Those protesters get violent and the charges are dismissed. What does this mean? They're going to be sent after us. They're going to be sent after us when we speak publicly, when we try to hold public events, and yes, when we try to protest. Why? Because they can then beat us down knowing that the charges will be dismissed. If you have that power, you can keep us from speaking, not just on social media as they already do with their censorship, but on the street too. If we fight back, we'll do what? 5, 10, 15 years in prison. See? This is the model they're working toward. Meanwhile, remember the 3 kids in Washington State who drove their bikes over the LGBTQ mural painted on the ground and scuffed it a little? They're facing 10 years in prison. But assault a cop on behalf of Hamas while funded by Iran in D.C.? Charges dismissed. The cop probably needed the beating anyway. Folks, do you remember about, oh, it's a little over a week now, the liberal pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian rioters, the new hot thing, the hit thing to do is to go to D.C. and then whichever police you're clashing with, sometimes the Capitol Police, Other times it's the park police, just depending on, you know, when you go and where you go to protest. And, you know, you beat them because they deserve it. You shove them if they arrest your compatriots. Why? You just shove, kick, punch, chase them down and get your compatriots released. And then what? Well, nobody pays attention to what happens next. Well, then the charges are dropped. The charges are dropped. Wait a minute. Isn't that exactly what the January 6ers are accused of? You know the ones. The ones doing somewhere between 12, 15, 17 years in prison. The grandmas who took a selfie after the Capitol Police held the doors open for them so they could enter the Capitol and entrap themselves. They took a selfie, never hurt anyone, did any damage or assaulted anybody, and they're getting 2 and 3 years dragged out of their homes with CNN in their driveway filming the whole thing. You mean those people, the Palestinian LGBT left-wing alliance that now is beating up cops? Those people don't get it? No. Headline. Charges have been dropped against at least 4 people who were arrested for assaulting police officers during yesterday's riot, according to DC law enforcement sources. So what are we seeing? What I've warned you about for a very long time. What will happen? This is what you're starting to see. You saw this in Columbia, the Columbia University. They did what? They smashed their way in to a building. That's breaking and entering, felony breaking and entering for us. So if we did that as part of a political protest, you're talking years in prison, right? Smashed their way in, kidnapped the maintenance guy. And yes, he used the word kidnapped. They wouldn't let him go. They eventually did. And took over the building. Charges dropped by Alvin Bragg. When we do it, if we even take a selfie, because the Capitol Police officer is generally held up in the door and waved us in the videos, they're saying, come in, come on in. Yeah, come on in. No, you can enter. It's okay. If we do that, we do years in prison. When they assault police because they're mad that we don't all think Hamas is fabulous and genocide's really cool, like October 7th, charges dropped. Where does this end? We're going to have shock troops in the streets funded by Iran. We found out Iran is funding these last week. We found out, so Joe Biden gives $10 billion to Iran, and now all of a sudden Iran is pumping money into Democrat protests on the ground. Those protesters get violent and the charges are dismissed. What does this mean? They're going to be sent after us. They're going to be sent after us when we speak publicly, when we try to hold public events, and yes, when we try to protest. What? Why? Because they can then beat us down knowing that the charges will be dismissed. If you have that power, you can keep us from speaking, not just on social media as they already do with their censorship, but on the street too. If we fight back, we'll do what? 5, 10, 15 years in prison. See? This is the model they're working toward. Meanwhile, remember the 3 kids in Washington State who drove their bikes over the LGBTQ mural painted on the ground and scuffed it a little? They're facing 10 years in prison. But assault a cop on behalf of Hamas while funded by Iran in D.C.? Charges dismissed. The cop probably needed the beating anyway.